Bill's principal in the black school was my teacher in high school. So he asked me, why don't you send Leon to a white school where he could benefit more than in this school? And I told him that if you think that Leon is superior, why can the kids benefit, maybe they benefit from Leon? Yeah, I never took him out.
Did you see a lot of, was there a lot of racism, a lot of hostility between the poor white people and the blacks in the same neighborhood?
I'll tell you that they, as far as Leon and the Bill are concerned, or they're concerned, they were the minority, and they were discriminated against by the black. You know, maybe he, I think that I have a picture that he's the only white child of the class. So I don't know if I told you that once they took an exam in the class, they did an exam, and then they were to hand the paper to the teacher, one of the kids grabbed his paper from his hand and tore it in pieces.
Oh, how mean.
Just because they were afraid that this is better than theirs.
All the teachers in the school were white, I suppose.
Yeah, sure. All of them were white, and some of the principals. So, but he didn't want to report that to the teacher, that a black child tore his work, his paper. I don't know how they, I think they found out somehow. He was at a locker, he didn't want to report the child that they tore the paper, and he would have been left without ending his work. That reduced this mark in the program.
Was it unusual for you as the white owners of a grocery store to allow black people in it? Was that unusual?
No, they were welcome because he made a living out of it. See, that's the way it works. Isn't that the way it works here?
Well, there used to be, you know, the Jim Crow laws where blacks couldn't eat in the same restaurants or go to the same store.
But they bought stuff. No, that everybody wanted in. You made more on the black than you did on white. I'm not talking about ourselves. See, they did their shopping because they were poor and didn't have they couldn't afford to buy a pound of something. So they buy, let's say, one apple. And if you keep on buying a single apple, but a single, you come out with a pound much more advanced than you do if you buy a pound.
I see what you mean.
So everybody wanted the black office, and besides, we weren't allowed to see in our house, they didn't know anything like that, discriminate against the black.
Did, but socially, in your like your reader's circles or your acquaintances, you were with other Jewish people?
Yeah. There weren't any non-Jews, there were no black, no Jews, because it was done in the Yiddish state, the book was in Yiddish. So how would non-Yiddish people come in there to, I mean, they didn't understand that it's funny.
How long did Bill and Leon go to the school?
When they both graduated, in my junior high school.
Like eighth grade, maybe?
I think so, I think it was eighth grade. And, Leon was got into high school. I think in that high school, I don't even know they were black because it was in all white neighborhood, Pensy school.
Did Bill and Leon do well in school?
No. Wonderful.
Oh, yeah?
I'd show you the report. It's important for you.
No, I believe you. I just...
No, they did for you.
Did they enjoy school the way you had enjoyed school?
I don't know. They was never a question, do you like it or you don't like it. It was accepted that everybody had to go to school. It was just... I remember Bill said once to me that Leon remained on, he said he was sick, you know. Headache or something. So, okay, I didn't know what's happening, so I said, stay on and stay in bed. So when Bill came in, he saw that, and he looked in and checked, and he said, I think he's playing a trick. He just doesn't want to go to school. So he said, well, didn't you do it sometimes? So he said, but I was a better actor.
That's funny. Did your mother and sister continue to stay with you the whole time that Leon and Bill grew up? Or did they ever move out?
No, my sister got married.
Oh, when?
She got married when Leon was still a kid. He must have been 4 or 5 years when she got married. She had the longer to play her sister. So my mother remained with me, and then she moved to Chicago with my sister.
How come she moved with your sister?
Because we lived in a non-Jewish neighborhood, and she was attached to the shul synagogue. And to the rabbi lived in my sister there. My sister lived in Chicago. It was more of a Jewish neighborhood where she lived. So she stayed with her.
Did you ever do anything like take a week off from the store? Did you ever go on any kind of vacation?
In 1936, I don't study cleaning.
That's a big vacation. But did you ever just go out to the country?
No. Oh, no.
Did you ever just leave Milwaukee?
I just went to go to my sister in Chicago, which is just 100 miles away. But my mother was there, my sister. So I got maybe for a day or two. And Bill was in the West of Chicago. He was 16. So he was 9.
Now, you said that it was like the Depression the whole time for you. Do you remember anything in particular, though, in the early 30s about the Depression? Did it change your life at all, or did you see it change other people's life?
Sure, it did. The middle class maybe had lost in the year. The Latino,
the stock market. I don't know what it's called, but
But that's what it is. But we didn't have anything to do with that. It's only that our standard of life kept on being the same. Couldn't be much lower than it was.
So I know they used to have things like bread lines where the government would give out food. Was there anything like that in your neighborhood?
Yes, among Bill's friends, they had a lot of friends that food from the market, from the government. Because he is the associate of the government, and when he got there, he would take his own bread along and things, because they were getting theirs from the government, and he felt that he shouldn't use our theirs.
Right. During the 20s, it was supposed to be the years of the flapper and wild parties drinking, and then it was prohibition. I remember it was prohibition.
Yes.
Did that affect you at all?
The prohibition?
Yeah. Did you?
No. You know, the parents had shown that anything, they didn't have anything to do with that.
So it was.
They knew that it was prohibition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you become an American citizen?
Yes.
Any time? What time did you become a citizen?
I think that we were supposed to be 4 years after the event here.
So did you vote in the elections?
Yes, I voted.
What did you think of Roosevelt?
Yeah, Roosevelt was crazy.
Oh yeah.
Because next to who was the foreign
Hoover?
No, I think it was between the festivals or who was dressed in a red kimono, so it wasn't really, no? Okay.
Went Coolidge, Hoover, Roosevelt.
Oh, I Coolidge first, yeah. So we talked Galatians for Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they used to call it Roosevelt to make it sound huge.
Really?
Oh,
did you,
to scare off people.
Did people talk a lot about the Depression, about politics, about those sort of things? Do you remember discussing Roosevelt and the situation of the country?
See, under Roosevelt, that was the first time I went to work in a shop. There were minimum wage of $12 a week.
Mm-hmm.
Because he didn't already go to school, I told you a story, I was in kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
So I put together, and then they picked him up in kindergarten, and later he had a store there to them.
So how could you go to work if you were minding the store?
Well, then later already let you. I think he already was in store. I think he gave up probably. Yeah, I can't figure that out. But
he gave up the bakery shop and went to the store
at the
time?
No. I must be wrong, as far as the time is concerned, because he was working the bakery shop. Then did I go to work? I went to work in the, that's why I put him into school so early, before he was 4 years old. See, his birthday is in December, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what did I started out maybe a month or two before he was born. So he was in school, and I suppose the night came on, I picked him up, so he was on the street.
Mm-hmm. So when did you go to work in this shop that you talked about?
What do you mean then? When he was, when that's his FSH, when he went to school.
So who minded the store while you were working?
Later then. He must have given up the umbrella. He gave up the umbrella business at the community college store. And I went to work.
Where were you working? What kind of
place? Oh, in a dress shop. It's a gun. What do you call it? You make the, I was helping make the rest.
Mm-hmm. How many people work there?
Oh, there's quite a few. Maybe 20. That was my first job, and that day I learned how to sew, make my own. But I was working on a sewing machine. So, minimum wage.
But you had a job when you first came to this country. Remember you said you got a job the day after you came here, and you said that was sewing.
Yeah, that was sewing, but then I lost the job. I wasn't paid that well.
Mm-hmm.
So when this came about, and the Roosevelt came out with a minimum wage of $12, I think it worked.
I see. Was it, did you get minimum wage because it was unionized, or because that was the...
No, that was the Roosevelt's, he put the minimum wage down, so minimum.
So you never were unionized in that particular place?
No.
Mm. And you made about $12 a week?
Mm-hmm. That was quite a bit, considered quite a bit.
How long did you work there?
Maybe a year or two.
Why did you quit? Was it because Laser got the bakery shop job? Or?
I think he went to the bakery and I remained in the store.
Mm-hmm.
Did you
like that job? I mean, did you consider, I mean, the
bakery?
No, the sewing job.
Oh, sewing job? I didn't like it, but I mean, they were after the big watch, you had to be very fast, you had to produce, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was fast, though. I didn't have that problem, but they used to check on you, whether you're working, whether you're producing, you know. And it was tiresome, you know, I'd come home and I'd work with the kids in the store.
Did they have a certain production rate that you had to do so many things per hour, or?
See, you can draw all dress if it like, seems yet. Wondered seems and wondered belts.
Right.
What did they call it? Used to call it. And everyone did this special, you specialized in it.
I don't know.
Well, that's what we lost. So you just did a certificate. Mine was, I think, seems that. And I don't remember how many seams again.
What kind of clothes did you wear in the late 20s, 30s? What was the fashion then?
What was the fashion? The stakers, aprons, chicken. You know, they apron, it wasn't called what you call now an apron, to cover up. It was a dress, just two-piece dress, but it seems very inexpensive.
Mm-hmm. Did they have long sleeves or were they shorter?
Well, in the winter time.
Were they down to your ankles or your knees, or how short would they be?
Not to the knees, talk about that. It's like in the
middle of your calf?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you notice more women wearing makeup then, in the 30s?
They were wearing makeup. I think they had lipstick. But my mother-in-law hated it.
Oh, really?
She said, yeah. She said, when you're married, you have to make yourself, try to make yourself better looking, because other men may look at you.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't the thing. See, I'm taking you back to the time when you didn't know that 50 years ago, the girls didn't know what it means to be with a man.
Mm-hmm.
But you were married, at least.
You also had your hair cut short, didn't you?
Yeah, okay.
Like the picture. Did you do that because it was the fashion, or because you just didn't like having so much hair?
No, it was in business. My hair was so thick, as you can see.
Mm-hmm.
If it took me too much time in the morning, it would have taken me too much time to come in the bath and do something with it. This day, don't you agree?
Did you have a bathtub and a shower, or just a tub?
No shower. A bathtub that we had to heat. Let's see. Well, one back of the air at first that we had to use the water and put it in the back of.
Mm-hmm.
But the next one, the big place that I told you about, had a bed, and the hot water would come in directly.
You had electricity in the second place,
yeah,
too, didn't you?
Yeah.
What kind of furnishings did you have in your house besides beds? And you said there was a dresser in your mother's room.
Yeah. And we had a dining room, we had a table and a few chairs. And the kitchen, it was in the kitchen. It was a big kitchen, so we had a table, we used to eat in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
There was a big table and it was a big kitchen. See, at that time the kitchen was very important, they'd make big kitchens.
So, how about heating? How was the house heated during the winter?
Well, in the basement they had stockers, I think they call it, that you filled with the coal.
Mm-hmm.
They heated the coal and that's what they were. Mm-hmm. You just had to keep on killing.
Huh. Now, if we're towards the end of the 30s, World War II was going, Hitler and so on.
The end of the 36, because I was with Abbey Junior in 36.
Right.
And at that time, in Russia, they were very worried about what Hitler had to say about concrete taking over.
Do you want a glass of water?
Yeah. That's my word.
Okay, now, how did you go to the Soviet Union in 36 in the first place? What gave rise to that?
Mm-hmm. Just pretended to see myself. I was of purchase to get away to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And the place you got to was Soviet Union. My sister and brother-in-law were still living. I went to my sister. See, they were the king of Hitler. But at that time, I don't know.
Were they still living in the same place in Ukraine that you immigrated from? Or did they live someplace else?
Yeah, they lived in the mosque because the kids went to school from the school too. They never lived there. He learned the Islam, but that's about it. They missed him off. No, they were in Kiev, I'm sorry. That's the guy. They were in Kiev. They went to school in Kiev.
So, had you...
This is the capital of the Ukraine.
Had you been saving up to go to the Soviet Union for a while?
Yeah, it's... Things were already bad at young. We accumulated a little, maybe a $200. And I was at Bernie's store. I wanted to go across all the insiders. Then Cindy came and won. I was on the go working in the store, working in the shop, working wherever he was. And Bill, whatever he was there, must have been 14 years. So that's in the end of about 10 years. No, 7 years. And Bill was to take care of me. It was in summertime, and in summertime, vacation time. So Bill was to take care of me.
Did Laser go with you, or did
you? No, we couldn't, because we had a storm.
So you went by yourself?
I went by myself.
Was it another boat ride? Or did you,
Boat.
Boat?
There was no place down there.
Mm-hmm. What, was it the same kind of boat that you had come over on, or was
no,
it different?
No, it wasn't different. It was, no, it was different. It was so many years later, they had so many different boats. So that's the time I went to. So,
was the boat especially for tourists, for people who were going?
They were tourists, so who else could go to on boats?
Lots of time there were freighter boats that carried most of the freight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Passenger boat. Did you have your own cabin this time?
Yes, I had my own bed, and my own. I went with a group of friends where not, it wasn't pre-arranged, but it so happened. It was our family there, and we were very close to Dr. Franklin and his wife. And a few other people from Milwaukee that I knew. But I didn't care. I traveled. I always wanted to travel by myself, not in groups. But I could always join a group if I wanted to, even on the way. But if I wanted to be private, I could.
Mm-hmm.
But for these people, just having to go at the moment.
Were you seasick this time?
Of course, I was sick. I don't know.
Because you told me you were seasick all the way over to America. Right. And I wondered if you ever got rid of it.
No, I just couldn't take care of us emotions. And I came here on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to Sabitur and the boat and came back, so it's 3 times that I crossed it. I realized that the third time was the least. The more you cross, the more you cross the ocean, the less sensitive you are to it.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose you get used to it.
Where did the boat dock? Did it go all the way to Russia?
To Leningrad.
To Leningrad?
Yeah.
All the way there? You didn't have to take a train or anything?
No. Yeah.
What were the main changes that you saw when you...
Well, I'd never been in Leningrad before.
Mm-hmm.
Leningrad is known for its beauty, even when they compare it with the capital of Paris, to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful and it's... Nice day to my hotel. See, it was a package arrangement, I don't remember. Very inexpensive. I think it was $5 a day.
Huh. What did you think of Stalin at the time?
Yeah, I didn't see him, but I heard about him. Some people were afraid, and some thought that he did not sit down. That wasn't Stalin. He was ready to have another chance. Stalin was going to stop. Did you watch the television this week that they showed the next few legacy stuff? When he remained when they got taken Leningrad.
Well, when did Stalin and Hitler sign a pact together? When was that?
Well, the pact was before the pact was when Bill was in Palo Alto. That's to figure out when he was with us. But people remember that
That was
good. It was almost before the Methodist Church.
Was it before you came to the Soviet Union in 36?
No, they didn't have a back then. No.
Oh,
yeah, they sort of spoken about this. I think they had a back, spoken openly about they had in this part of the Ukraine first, they settled and then they landed and then they mastered.
Did you feel like you had a lot of freedom of movement when you were in the Soviet Union?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I did. Yes. Mm-hmm. I had to step out from the prison. It was important for the way I felt, it was important for the people there.
So then from Leningrad, did you go to Kiev?
Yeah, then I went to Kiev and then I went as a master. They travel a lot there. They used to travel a lot. It's very expensive. I think it still is. When you're there, traveling is very expensive.
How was it to see your sister?
Oh, it was great. She was in our family cabin door. She was glad when I came. She was in the hospital to get an abortion. There it was legal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could have 10 a year. She didn't intend to. But at the time she was in the hospital, but she was there a few days.
Mm-hmm.
Then she came out.
What did she think of the revolution in Russia, and what was her life like now? Did she think it was better than it had been before, or?
Well, the children were not big privileges. Children, because they could have all the schooling they wanted, but nothing. And the women had that. They had the freedom of getting rid of their pregnancy legally. They have privileges and their disadvantages. My brother-in-law was, I was in one of his classes, he was teaching there.
He was a teacher?
Yeah. And,
what did he teach?
I think he taught literature. And the main thing was that the kids had all the benefits that a person can expect their children to.
Was she envious of your living in America, or was she?
No, she wasn't. At that time, they didn't think that. I don't think they would truly have changed it.
They were content to be where they were.
They thought they were doing wonderfully well. Even with Stalin around. I don't think they felt the pressures much at that time. The Stalin's
living. How long were you in Russia and Soviet Union altogether?
For 7 weeks, about 6 weeks.
Were you considered really outlandish to be traveling by yourself? A married woman traveling by herself, was that considered risque or anything?
No. Don't forget, was after the revolution. Nobody in the labor market like that.
Did you ever feel scared to be by your husband?
No, never. I met, I recall now, that I met a girl on the boat, and she told me she was by herself. I mean, just in conversation. So he said, and then he became friendly all the way, but she didn't go places that I went. So on the way, she was a teacher. But in summer time, they were together. But she had the office, we shared our space together. The boat had, because I need to think of, they had elevators up to go up and down.
Uh-huh.
Even the cheapest way, I went third class. And swimming, even swimming pools.
Wow.
The boat was very great.
Had you kept up your swimming? I remember you said when you were a girl that you swam all the time. Did you continue swimming when you lived in the United States?
No.
No?
No, because it was just tied down to, either tied down to attending to us. It's sending for my mother, sending for my sister. Yet you don't care to...
There was no time for swimming.
No, for something. There was just no time.
So it sounded like you had a good vacation there.
Oh, yes, I did.
And you came back after about 6 weeks?
Yes.
Had you made any decisions during that trip?
Yeah, I felt terrible when I came back. I felt like I must wait to get back to the store, back to the... I think that 6 weeks takes away and you think it's going to be better.
Had they missed you around doing the work?
Who?
Oh, the boys and later?
My mother came from Chicago, she stayed with us too.
Mm-hmm.
But to him was the greatest help. He would do anything to, he wanted me to go. And also he wanted me to feel good when I come back, that can care of him. And that Killian was taking care of him. That's just a father.
So you weren't crazy about coming back at all?
No. When I came here, everything seemed so bad. I'm interested.
You say that your sister was killed by Hitler, but where was she living when she was put in a concentration camp? I couldn't have been here.
No, they were back. They were in the Ukraine. Kiev is the capital of the Ukraine.
Uh-huh.
But she lived in the Mogilev, that's a city and the Dnieper, that's not far from Kiev. And there that they had the biggest losses in the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. When did that happen? When did she die?
Through the Red Cross, we found out within 38, she had a thing 36,
mm-hmm.
within 38, she put in a, and she put in a, Holland, where there's some, it's considered a key.
How did you find these things out? Did you get a letter, or were they printed in the newspaper, or?
No, they was always see after what happened, and there were connections that you could ask to such and such a person living at that and that was what happened to that person.
Mm-hmm.
And they, and then when I was there again, when I was there the second time, I was there several times.
Mm-hmm.
For the defense of thinking that body was something that was so qualified. So then he stunned me, you know, my husband stunned me, but still some of them survived, and they told us that was.
How was your family involved in the war? Were you, Laser wasn't enlisted in the army or anything, was he?
No, Laser didn't have anything to do with this. Laser was in the army, and he was boy before I knew him.
Mm-hmm.
Second World War.
No, that was
the First World War. Yeah.
I mean, in the United States, he wasn't called for service.
No.
What did you think about when the war broke out? I mean, were you opposed to the war at happening at all, or were you committed to fighting the Nazis?
You mean after the year, after the war? He thought it was a just war.
Because by that time you'd known about your sister.
Oh, sure. Not only about my sister, but a million other people.
Mm-hmm.
Not only Jewish people. See, it was only 6 million Jewish people only, but there were 14 million people altogether. That's why when the nation, when I was in Soviet Union again, and I mentioned something that 6 million Jews were killed. One of the girls, Russian girls that listened into that said, well, you're only talking about Jewish people. What about the rest of you? She was right.
Mm-hmm.
But she was mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured that was for me.
Were you involved in the war effort at all? Politically, were you involved in anything at the time? like saving metal, saving rags, sending things overseas.
Yeah, the work, she makes it, that they give us stuff to make, you know, blouse or something, their own stuff to fix, that I could do. But I was always very proud of a very busy person.
Mm-hmm.
Very busy.
Leon told me that he thought you joined the Communist Party right around when the war broke out.
Did you read the news at the end?
I read a little of it, but it didn't. I didn't read anything.
Did you come across your name?
Well, it said you were in the Communist Party, but I don't know when you joined. When did you join?
Came in 21. Maybe 22 or 23.
Oh, you joined real soon after you got here?
Yeah.
Oh, well, why didn't you tell me that before?
I'm
supposed to volunteer. what did it take to join? What did you have to do to join the party?
You didn't have to join. Just, well, you became a member. And maybe you paid a few. I don't even think of you should be in there.
Did you have to go to meetings?
Yes, they didn't let you have to, you wanted to.
How often were the meetings?
Not often. And you went whenever you could, and you didn't go for it if you couldn't. They knew that you were not free people, that you tied down with the store and the kids. And
What would go on in the meetings? I mean, tell me about your experiences being a member.
The main thing was going on, fighting pressure. It was the main thing, fighting pressure. And then defending innocent people who were sent to jail for expressing themselves freely. Maybe defending the black people who weren't allowed into, who were discriminated against in the restaurant.
Do you remember about how many people were in your branch? Were there a lot of people or just a handful?
Usually a small number. People that spread out, small number.
Was the Communist Party the only radical organization, or were there other parties?
There was socialist party. But they always fought the socialist and the Communist Party. They're always fighting for the move.
So it doesn't sound like you were ever really, really active in it.
No, we weren't very active.
Why did you think it was important to be in the party if you weren't?
Well, they approached you, and if you could, and if they knew your circumstances and they still agree, let you have you in. So you agreed with their program, and if you couldn't contribute more than you did, so it's just too bad. They even going to ask you to close the store and come to a meeting, and they beat the kids and you go to a meeting.
What kind of things did they do to fight fascism? Besides,
well, let's say somebody came to deliver a speech, and you were told that he's a fascist, or from his speech that you could see that he was a fascist, then you would pick it or see that he didn't get there.
Were there any large demonstrations in Milwaukee that you remember?
Milwaukee against fascists?
Or against anything, or for anything?
Well, Milwaukee wasn't a great city. It was next to Chicago. And the Devil was big, was born in Chicago. Maybe some people would go to Chicago to join them. But few did. But Milwaukee was supposed to be a social city. You know, Milwaukee was called
was
a social
it?
City. Because we had a socialist mayor Cohen.
Was he really a socialist?
To the extent that he kept the city clean. He ran on his ticket saying that to keep Milwaukee clean. I don't think he meant communism, people who went back and...
Corruption?
Yeah, maybe, to that extent. But that's, you know, other socialists, I looked up, you know, other socialists work, they tolerated a lot.
They were liberal in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Did you ever feel singled out or discriminated against because you were a communist? I mean, was that a frightening thing to be? I mean, did you have to hide it from people, or were you open with it?
No, we were telling see the Communist Party, the Jewish Communist Party, had a newspaper called Freiheit.
Freiheit?
Yeah, it means freedom. Mm-hmm. And you had a book? And nobody in Milwaukee would want to handle it, sell it, they got a free. So we, having a grocery store, used to have it displayed in the grocery store, in the window. But we also had, before that, we also had the socialist paper that was called Follett.
Mm-hmm.
So we couldn't draw out that socialist paper or else they'd break the window. So we had them both displayed.
Mm-hmm.
And we were the only ones selling.
Did you ever get bothered by the police or by any...
Not by the police, but by the Jewish people we were. We lost a lot of customers. Some Jewish people didn't come to our store because we had the rights. Therefore, they came to the conclusion that we had the patronage in the candy store. Because the Freiheit was a product of the Communist Party.
What did other Jewish people have against the Communist Party?
What do they have against the Communist Party now?
Well, it was different then. Tell me about then.
Well, what do you mean? They disagreed with whatever they had in Russia on the ground and their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't one thing that they agreed with.
Mm-hmm. I see. So, in other words, there were a lot of people, a lot of Jews there who thought Russia was better under the Tsar than they were.
Well, I don't know if that's the way they thought. Maybe they did. They didn't say it was the Tsar was better, but just that they didn't want Stalin around here.
Did they break your windows ever or cause
a
mess?
So once, on a Saturday, when Jewish people got to shul, you know, synagogue, somebody came along in from the shul, somebody that was sympathetic to us or something, they said that, you know, in the shul they were discussing that they are going to break their windows. That didn't have anything to do with Russia, but it did have to do with us. That the Zionists in Israel were against Soviet Union, right?
Right.
And Soviet Union was against the Zionists, their enemy was.
Mm-hmm.
And the Freiheit, therefore, was their enemy.
Mm-hmm.
So the Zionists, see, to the shul, progressive people didn't go. The Zionists mostly that went to shul. So religious, the shul is a place where you go up when you are a free person. Did you go up to a synagogue? To a church?
No.
Okay. So the people who went to a shul, up to the shul, were Zionists, like, more sympathetic to Zionists.
And you didn't go to the shul?
No, we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So they, I told you, they came around and said that they decided they'd break the window.
Mm-hmm.
But there was nothing they could do. He let them. But they didn't do it. They didn't come to
They just threatened.
Okay. Because then I suppose the police would be involved. And this would be a case for the court.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they wanted to do it. They told you to another.
When did you leave the Communist Party?
When it dissolved.
What do you mean when it dissolved? It's still here today.